USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now reportedly threatening to pull CNN reporter Jim Acosta's media credential again when a temporary restraining order expires at the end of the month. In response, CNN's now asking the judge in the case, Timothy Kelly, for an emergency hearing. Kelly having ordered the White House to temporarily restore Acosta's credential last week.
What do you do when a person's right? There is no collusion. He happened to be right. I mean, he said it.
President Trump defending his recently appointed acting attorney general Matthew Whitaker and Whitaker's critical stance on the Russia investigation. The president telling Fox News Sunday.
So if he said there is collusion, I'm supposed to be taking somebody that says there is, because then I wouldn't take him for two reasons. But the number one reason is the fact that he would have been wrong. If he said that there's no collusion, he's right.
The president saying it's Whitaker's decision whether to limit the investigation going forward or not. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The death toll from the Camp Fire in Northern California remains at 77, where it was late yesterday and where it began today. But the number of people missing seems to continue to grow. Well over 1,000 now believed to be missing in that vicinity since the fire began. California Representative Adam Schiff says President Trump's claim that Finland doesn't have the kind of problems California has with wildfires is outrageous.
No single fire has the same cause. Every fire is going to be different. The fire in Malibu is different than the Camp Fire.
Democrat Schiff taking issue with President Trump's claim over the weekend that Finland doesn't have the wildfire problem California has because it rakes and cleans its forests.
I think the president needs to listen to the experts because clearly he isn't one of them.
Heavy rains headed to parts of Northern California, so that would be good news for the firefighting efforts, but it could be bad news, too, because of the potential for mudslides. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The governor of Chihuahua, Mexico, says a missing North Carolina teacher was murdered by a drug dealer in Mexico. Patrick Braxton Andrew went missing last month, Governor Javier Corral Hurado saying the 34-year-old was killed in what he calls a cowardly and brutal murder by the Sinaloa cartel. Patrick's family says he died doing what he loved, which was traveling and meeting people. The average price of a gallon of gas continues to fall nationwide. Some gas stations in the New Orleans region have been selling gas at as low as $1.89 a gallon. Here's more from John Clemens.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
I'm John Clemens.
And the handwritten lyrics of one of Elton John's biggest pop hits is on the auction block today in New York City. Those lyrics for Your Song are expected to take in at least $200,000 at Bonham's Rock and Roll Memorabilia Sale. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.